morning.
Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
Good morning, Maddie. Thank you. You know how I love talking to myself.
Yeah, I know. Guess what? When we were talking to my sister-in-law, she passed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they found, wait a minute.
She ended up in the hospital. Yeah.
So wasn't she missing?
Yeah, but then she ended up in a hospital.
Oh, my.
So, fine. Yeah.
That's your loss.
Yeah.
A tough one.
Yeah. Well, you know, I went out, well, maybe I'll wait for the call.
Okay. Anybody else want to say hi?
Well, maybe I won't wait for the call.
It's going to be a very light week just because people... A lot of people are going to the convention, and a lot of people are getting ready to go to the convention.
Yeah.
And those of us who are not are going to be here, and we're going to talk. Fun.
Yeah.
So, somebody else just joined us. Want to say hi?
Good morning. This is Lee.
Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I've been watching the clock so faithfully, feeding the dogs and got them done, and I thought, oh, I've just made it. Then I was late.
That's okay. We're not keeping keeping tabs.
Oh, I know that. I was just trying to be on time.
Well, that's very good. Anybody else want to say hi? Okay. I'm really distressed because all of a sudden they're not telling us the frost warning anymore on TV, they said. But what they are telling us is the wind chill. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, that's not a good sign for me. That means that winter is just around the corner. And the wind chill was in the 30s this morning. That takes the wind with the temperature, which is 46 degrees, and puts them together and makes a wind chill. It makes it even colder. So, anyway, on to bigger and better things.
That was the one thing I liked about leaving Canton, Ohio.
I can understand that.
Where are you now?
10 miles from Decan.
Oh, nice. Do you go to their Tony, what's his name? I want to say Tony Roma, but it's not Tony Roma.
Tony Scoma.
It's Tony Scoma.
Well, he comes, but he used to, you know, live out here, and now, of course, he's moved.
Oh, he has?
Yeah, he used to live in Fallbrook, which was, about 60 miles, something like that, from Decan, so you saw him there frequently. But he's moved to Utah.
Oh, my word. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Lee, when you want to order something from Decan, do you go to pick it up or do you have it sent to you?
No, I go to pick it up.
Even your autoship?
No, you can't pick up your autoship.
Okay, so everything else
I have figured out.
You what?
I have figured out the difference between ordering the Siaga on the auto ship and picking it up.
Oh.
And it's cheaper to, even though the 10%, because of the added shipping, it's cheaper to pick it up. And I figure, well, I'm down there once in a while.
Uh-huh.
I'll just pick it up then.
Sure.
So I don't put it on my auto ship.
Yeah. That's lucky for you.
Yeah. Makes it convenient.
Yeah, that shipping is unbelievable.
Yeah,
on everything. Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to pay tax, Maddie, so don't.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Helen, for you on that one, I get hit with both.
Catalogs are what I think is horrible for shipping. I feel so sorry for anybody in any part of the country to get their catalogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's shipping. Horrible.
It all adds up, believe me. Anyway, Maddie, you wanted to bring something up?
Yeah, yesterday we had something called a Cracker Barrel. Do you have them out there?
Yep.
Okay. Last night we were coming in from sitting with my mother-in-law, and we decided to stop at the Cracker Barrel. And I had been up all day long, and I was going to have a cup of coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I wanted something to just open my eyes a little bit until I can get home with my husband. And of course I asked him, do you have the stevia? After I ordered the coffee. And, of course, he said no.
Mm.
Now I'm left with the yellow, the pink, and the blue, you know what those are, on the table.
Mm-hmm.
The yellow is the Splenda, the pink is that other stuff, and the blue is that...
Sweet and Low is the pink.
Sweet and Low, right, and
Equal.
Right, exactly. So I didn't know which one... to take, and then of course they have the regular sugar.
Mm.
Now I had the choice of either just doing the water after I had already ordered and paid for the coffee,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know, someone told me rather than go with the yellow, the pink, or the blue, that you're better off with just the regular sugar.
That's mm-hmm. what I was thinking. I don't know anything.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, it was horrible because it wasn't sweet enough, but I did just take one of the regular sugars.
I also do not drink coffee.
I can't stand coffee.
I can't stand the smell of it either. Mm-hmm.
Just because I kind of grew up with sweet and low,
uh-huh.
I might have been more inclined to go that way just because of old habits dying hard.
Right.
I can't fathom putting a teaspoon of sugar into anything I'm using, which I believe is what a packet is. But, you know, it's an individual choice, and is one better or worse than the other? You're doing it one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you're having coffee every day, and
right.
And what am I looking for as the best alternative? So you did the best with what you could.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, good morning. This is Brenda.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I think McDougal hit that issue. I read it once on his specific things where you can put in what you want to look up.
Mm-hmm.
And he does talk about that. He says, stay away from all artificial sweeteners
mm-hmm.
except for stevia.
But what if
you're going to have anything, have regular sugar.
Okay.
Raw sugar's best.
Right.
And stevia is excellent for you.
Yes.
But any of the others, they're like arsenic. The chemical mm-hmm. compound of them is poison to your body.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look it up and see what you think about it. I've gotten to where, boy, I don't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like looking at high fructose corn syrup on stuff, but
mm-hmm.
probably worse. So.
Interestingly, on TV this morning, they were showing, trying to show which is better, and they didn't call it this or that, but it was that kind of a thing. Is brown sugar better for you than white sugar? And I'm thinking, better for me? Does it have more nutrition? And I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking, what's wrong with what they're asking? And, you know, people think because it's brown, it's healthier for you. And the answer was no, it's not. It just has molasses, which may have a tiny tad drop of more antioxidants, but no. But they didn't bring up that neither is good for you, which was really interesting to me. But, so you've done okay, Maddie.
Yeah, that was...
Done good.
But you know what I said? I said, from here on in, you know, I'm going to be independent. And then I insulted my husband because he usually has stevia with her. I'm going to be an independent woman.
Yeah.
I'm going to carry my own. I am not relying on someone else to do for me what I should have had in my own purse.
Well, yeah, put a couple of them in your wallet and you're set.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
This is true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the idea of being prepared, but you don't normally drink coffee, so you were...
You're right, I don't normally do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have...
Prepared, I have to carry hearing aids and toothpicks. Not for me. But they're not for me.
We've also talked on this call that if sugar were to be discovered now, it might legitimately be a drug, so...
Mm.
Yeah, it's not... good for you, but given your choices, it may be the better alternative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I guess, getting back to what Brenda said, I was reading in the Rave Diet book
mm-hmm.
that if anything has anything on it that you cannot pronounce, do not ingest it. Do not put it in your body. And
mm-hmm.
that was just to be about... And that keeps it very, very simple.
Sure.
So vegetables and fruits, the ones that we even can pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, don't put it in. And I thought that was a very simple way of getting right down to the basic of what we do,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because I'm sure that the yellow packet, the pink packet, if they even have it on there, and the blue packet, it would have all kinds of things and chemicals that I would not be able to pronounce.
Right. And it just galls me because my son is still drinking diet soda.
Mm.
And
even with the aspartame in it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's addicted.
No, it's not like he drinks I don't know how much he drinks. I honestly do not know. But when they come for dinner, he has a can with him. He knows he's not going to find it in my house.
Right.
And, you know, as a parent, there's just so much that you can do and say.
Mm-hmm.
And so we each make choices.
Mm-hmm. And this is another thing I found in this book. It has about, you know how all the fruits, the oranges, the apples, and the pears have those little tags on them
mm-hmm.
in the supermarket?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was reading this. It's very, very interesting, at least it was to me, because I am always, sometimes, I hate to say this, girls, and I guess this is a form of a sin, but I'm not Catholic, so I don't have to confess to the priest or the Pope. But sometimes I will take the cheaper label and put them on the expensive fruit and take that one and put it on the other, you know, depending how I'm feeling. And I guess that's kind of cheating, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard there was a big article about how people were doing that in the stores, and they got caught. And they did it on pocketbooks and dresses. They'd even go in the dressing room and take the label out and sew the label in a different dress.
Never heard of that one.
They would change the price tags.
Oh,
so
oh
my you God. Can draw your announcement. Gorgeous.
Well, sometimes I would just put it on maybe one or two, and I'd just take the other little tags and leave them behind so that, you know. Well, anyhow, maybe I won't do that. Well, I had never done that on a dress or a pocketbook or anything.
What I said, it was a big article in the newspaper.
Well, Maddie, if you go to jail, you're going to be very surprised.
I'll be embarrassed.
You won't get lifestyle food.
Right? Well, my sister had me and said the other day, I was telling her, sometimes I walk around and but then I'm not paying for the ones that I've already ingested. The grapes are so expensive, when I walk around, I may have a handful of them by the time I get to the... I do pay for the ones that I put on the conveyor belt, you know? And she was telling me someone was sent to jail for that very reason, because they were caught stealing.
Sure.
Because they had taken... But then with the grapes, how are we going to know if they're sweet or not if we don't taste them?
Well, remember, you're being an example for little kids, too, if they see you.
Well, anyhow, again, that was what I started with. I started with a confession, but the thing was, on in this book here, it was talking about the organically grown fruits,
mm-hmm.
and they were saying that if the number starts with a 4, like 4011, they're conventionally grown.
Oh, really?
And if it's an 84011, they are genetically engineered. And if it's a 94011, they're organically grown. So I said, now that was something to know. That's a clue as to what they have out there. So there must be something that the government has that they have to use.
What's the straight 4 again?
Yeah, repeat that again.
The 4011 is conventionally grown. The 84011 was genetically engineered. And the 9, this is on page 68 of the Ray's Diet, if you got that series of books from Focus on Growth.
So is this for vegetables and fruits or just fruits?
This was, well, they just fruits. They just said fruits.
Okay. Fruit. Wow.
They call it the PLU number. I guess that's the little tag that I was telling you. I take all
right.
one and put on the other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they organically grow.
So unfortunately, when we pick up a piece of fruit, we don't know whether someone like you has engineered their own way of labeling it for us or not.
Well, actually, actually, the organically grown are actually on a table all by themselves in the corner.
They usually separate them, yes.
Yes.
Yes, thank goodness.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, that's helpful. That's interesting to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like when I remember hearing years and years ago about bread. The different color tie signifies the day of the week that it was put out.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting. I saw something I was watching. The Greatest Loser, the woman who was kicked off. But her coach brought up some interesting things, one of which I don't know that we've ever talked about on here. For anyone who's struggling getting their body healthy, and to me that's what we're here for. You know, the weight is secondary as far as I'm concerned. And if you are in a healthy condition and feeding it nutritionally and doing the other things that we know we need to do, the weight will eventually come off. But the first thing she said, which was really interesting, make a list of all the reasons. And she said that you want to lose weight. I say that you want to get your body healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And make it, you know, make a list so that you can always refer back. Why am I doing, you know, in a bad time, you can always look at your list and say, okay, now I remember why I'm doing this. I'm not going to eat whatever. And my cardinal rule still remains, don't bring in the house. Then she said, put pictures all over the house, you know, of healthy people, you included, but of, you know, what they look like. Have a buddy. And, you know, that's what these calls certainly start the day off with, but you may need somebody during the day. Pick somebody and, you know, somebody you can talk to who will support you in what you're doing rather than say, oh, you know, just have another one of these or it's not going to hurt you. Or, you know, you've never done this before. And remember your self-talk. I mean, to me, we are so negative so much of the day on ourselves. You know, I've never been able to lose weight. It's not going to happen this time. I don't know why I keep trying. Just, you have to turn all that around and be aware of what you're saying and put it into a more positive light. And then she brought up exercise, obviously. We know how important that is, as well as sleep and water. So that list was something that we've never really talked about on the calls that I'm aware of. And, you know, it's something to consider writing down. Why am I living the way I am today? Where do I want to go with it?
Hmm.
Does that help anybody?
Yeah, so I think some people feel that, well, a lot of people feel that you are where you are because that's where you want to be. I don't necessarily know if that's where you want to be, but
right.
Whatever you have done has made you where you are.
Right.
You know?
You are today because of all your yesterdays, for sure.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, you know, part of it is to learn where to go tomorrow.
But I think that journaling, Nancy, is very important that you keep bringing up the journaling,
mm-hmm.
because that will sometimes keep you on track, really,
mm-hmm.
if you have to write it down.
Absolutely.
And then you will maybe say, well, you know, maybe I can wait until the next meal or a little bit longer anyhow.
Yep. Well, I remember when I did Weight Watchers 100 years ago, that was one of the things with journaling. Do I really want to write down that I had 5 M&Ms?
Mm-hmm.
And today I would say, why are they in the house? Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that's the point. And you know, my husband and I have this discussion occasionally. I don't want to say that we often. But, you know, I can have something in the house, which is I try not to, but I really, but it, you know, every once in a while something sneaks in, and he just doesn't understand how, if it's here, my mind tells me it's to be eaten. His mind tells him, I can have a piece today. I can have another piece tomorrow. I can have a third one the next day until it's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait that long for it to be all gone.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't understand that mentality at all. And I envy his.
Well, I'll tell you, my husband purchased which is nothing but sugar, really sugar. He purchased a pecan pie about a week or so ago. He took one slice out of it. I didn't join him, so now he's guilty. And he says he's going to throw it away. He hasn't yet, and I won't throw it away because I didn't buy it. It's not mine. But I have touched it once, the box. But I didn't even pull it out of the refrigerator. I just grabbed it like I was going to.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. I left it right there, and I'm waiting for him. Because after, he's also very squeamish about eating things after so many days. He'll think it's spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If it's been in the refrigerator. So by the time this weekend comes, he'll be ready to throw it away because he'll think it's spoiled or whatever, you know.
That was interesting. Do you like pecan pie?
Oh, my favorite.
Really?
Yes, and that's why I thought he was kind of tempting me.
A little sabotage there?
I thought it was. I thought it was.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of will over...
But, you know, why should you have to look at it?
Well, I'm not looking at it. It's in a white box.
Okay, then. But you know it's there.
I know it's there. Mm-hmm. Because he did take that flight for himself. And you know, it's amazing because I walked by a... Butter almond is my favorite ice cream. And I walked by this place and they had Breyers butter... I hope I'm not getting somebody's taste bud off whack by saying specifics.
Sorry,
you know?
Ice cream is pretty good. The cherry chip at Trader Joe's.
Oh, my God.
I shouldn't tell you about that. It's really good.
Right. But anyhow, I walk by the stand, and this is, you know, where you dip it out, not to just buy. I mean, when it comes in that carton, and it is the best. And I saw it, and I said, oh, my God, of course, that looks so great. And I left. Well, later on in the night, my husband went back. He bought two, not regular cones, double-dip cones. And I said to him, you know, I cannot have that because the sugar feeds cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that deflated him. Of course, mm-hmm. He felt so bad, you know. And so then he proceeded to throw half of it out. He ate half. He threw the ones he got for me. He threw that out, and he ate his. So, I don't know. And he's been perfect on this. All of a sudden now, it's been a year mm-hmm. since we've been on the lifestyle. He keeps saying that he has to tighten up.
Mm-hmm.
He has to tighten up. He mm-hmm. says he uses the excuse of being under stress for the sugar. So I don't know, you know. And I try not to make him feel too guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were at a luncheon, and I keep telling him, you know, once in a while that 5%. Anyway, it was a... the type of bread that we could have, you know, one of those wrap things, but it had a little thin slice of turkey in it. And everything else was just fine. And I told him, I said, you can eat that. He was the only one. He unwrapped that whole thing and took the slice of turkey out and put it on the plate. And I have to admit, I ate it. But I sat there and thought, I can't believe this, that he would go and take that thin little teeny slice, and he unrolled the whole thing. It was one of those things that was rolled up and
burrito, like, yeah, burrito type of thing.
And when I asked him, I think I told you, when I asked him on his birthday, I said, do you want to just have one thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, I have no desire to.
Mm-hmm.
On my birthday, on my 75th birthday, I had a desire to have something special. And I had it.
Well, that tells you he has a made-up and a committed mind.
Yeah,
he
he's
really
87,
does.
He's always been like that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Men
right.
to be easier with that sometimes than women. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Their chemicals are different than ours anyway, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. His personality has changed just a teeny little bit with the Alzheimer's, but otherwise it's pretty much the same way.
Changed how, Lee?
Oh, he'll get upset a little bit when I go to the Alzheimer's meetings, I listen to these people, and it's just horrible what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God for Dr. Moskos and that magnetic headband, because I know that that's the reason that he's, 6 years,
mm-hmm.
and he's better than anybody down there.
Wow.
But once in a while, you know, I can see that he gets upset, but it's not very often he'll get angry about something, and it's my fault, which it is my fault. But it's very rare, but that does happen, that they have a complete, I listen to these women and men, and they have a complete personality change.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend now, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I will suggest, I don't know, they're casual friends, but her husband has been a principal, and he's retired, and now he is going into that. In fact, she always told the rest of us when we go dancing that he'll say, I'm tired. And at about 9 or 10 o'clock, she'll say, let me go take the old man home, when she really wants to stay out with the rest of us until 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't even think that... maybe that's something she might want to try. He just wears that 24/7, that headband.
He wears it during the day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then at nighttime, he's on the pillow and the mattress pad. So the doctor said that that wasn't necessary. But I don't know if I mentioned this, but he likes cruises. And I hear these people all the time saying, you know, you should be doing things that they like because of them getting worse or something. I asked him which he would rather do, go on a cruise or teach a Sudoku class at the senior center. And he said, teach the Sudoku class. And if any of you know what Sudoku is, it's quite a puzzle.
I can't do it.
Can you? It's quite a puzzle. He's up at level three in January. I did a memory thing, and he did the Sudoku, but he was over everybody's head. And they suggested that they do a, you know, a beginning one. So he's going to do a beginning one, and he's just having, you know, it's working his brain, which is great.
Wow.
That's what he wanted to do.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I just hope it. I'm very grateful to Nikan and at all. When I think I almost didn't get into it, I'm just very thankful.
When someone suggested to you about the headband, how did you feel? Did you reject it?
Oh, no. This was Dr. Moskos. I don't know if you
Oh, this was Dr. Yeah, I know. From Pennsylvania.
Yeah, he was fantastic. He was a great loss to Nikan.
Right.
I was the one that got him in at Nikan, so I feel even a bigger loss.
Okay. Well, Lee, I'll tell you what. If I speak to this couple and I need your support, then I will maybe have them call you or do a three-way with you. Let me get that number.
And
okay.
It's so important. The one thing even that's important that they don't realize is that you just go downhill with Alzheimer's. And so you're either going to go at a fast rate downhill. And if you get on something like he got on Aricept, he's still on it when he first started, but that just slows it down. And it's important that they're on some type of medication like that. But I credit that and the, you know, the magnetic headband is what I think has really done a lot.
Okay.
And plus now we watched that tape, and the vegan part said dementia. So Tom said, I wish I would have seen this 20 years ago.
Which tape is that?
The one that was in the Rave book.
Oh, the Rave, back of the Rave, okay.
Yeah, it said dementia.
Right.
It said fibromyalgia, too, which I have. But anyway, it said dementia, and he said, I wish we'd seen it 20 years ago, and he wanted to go on it right then, which we did. That was in January.
Oh, okay. And what is your number, Lee?
714-838-3654.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, Dennis even made a CD. I guess I'm in the connectors box now.
Oh, I have the connectors box. I haven't looked in to see what's in there, though.
Well, it was made probably about 2 months ago, so it may not be in there whenever you got it.
Okay.
Which was nice, and he made one recently, too, on his battle with cancer.
Dennis Williams?
No, Dennis Bryant, the one that
had Oh, Bryant, Brooklyn Growth. Okay.
And he just made that within the last month, and it's very good.
Okay. Are you on the automatic ship for the CDs?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just know him, and
and
he comes down here every once in a while to Irvine.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of cancer, I have something that came in the mail, of course, wanting money, but interestingly, it says lower your risk of cancer through natural ingredients. There are foods that research has shown to help prevent cancer. Real tea, such as green, white, or oolong, are rich in flavonoids, powerful antioxidants which help protect the body against diseases by counteracting the harmful effects of cell damage from free radicals. Tomatoes, especially in processed food products such as ketchup and tomato sauce, contain the powerful anti-cancer molecule called lycopene, another powerful antioxidant. Foods rich in vitamin C, such as orange juice and other citrus fruits, can help prevent mouth, esophageal, lung, stomach, and colon cancers. and cruciferous vegetables such as cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and turnips stimulate the immune system and help protect against colon, stomach, and respiratory cancers. So it's nice to see that some of the organizations out there, this is the NFCR, and I forget what that stands for, Cancer Research, that they're finally acknowledging that it's important what we put in our mouths. And I don't mean drugs.
Mm-hmm. Well, since I found out about the cruciferous, how do you pronounce that?
Cruciferous?
Yeah, cruciferous vegetables. I always remember that, you know, they're the cabbage, and I try to get those from me. Isn't it amazing? I don't know, when I was younger, let's say early 20s or so, when you would go in a restaurant, you could get spinach, string beans, beets. Those were basically the three basic vegetables that they offered you, and maybe something else. Well, today, there is no such thing, other than, I would say, once in a while, they may have broccoli in something, and it's the salads, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's happened to all the vegetables, but they have just disappeared, unless they're too expensive. I know spinach, you know, really, you have to have a lot of spinach to get a half a cup or a cup full there, but it seems to me they have disappeared off the menu.
We went to Ruby Tuesday's Saturday night for dinner. I don't know if you guys have that by you. They have a wonderful salad bar.
They do. That's my favorite.
They had spinach. They had broccoli. What did you mention? They had everything you mentioned, plus, and it's just a really great, and that was my dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But
if you get tired of a salad, sometimes, you know, that's what I'm saying, a regular meal, they don't have the vegetables anymore.
They usually have a side of something, you know, a cooked vegetable.
A potato.
I ordered a potato and then I switched it to rice pilaf, and I don't know what the problem was there because it came as we were finished dinner. I said, forget it, I don't want it anymore, you know, so I came home and had a little bit of rice. But very often when we take the kids out for dinner, the one who drinks the diet soda does not eat carbs, so he would not, if a potato comes with his meal, he will always order steamed broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
And it generally is on the menu.
Now, one thing they do have with Applebee's, they do have the cauliflower cooked like the mashed potatoes. And those are pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now we can have the mashed potatoes.
Right.
What was that?
There's a cauliflower recipe that I had years ago.
Why did someone say we can't have
mashed potatoes? I said now we can have mashed potatoes.
Oh, I thought you said now we can't.
No, now we can.
Oh, okay, great.
On the original lifestyle, we couldn't. That's what I'm saying. That's the difference.
Okay.
For those of us who have been around that long.
Well, Nancy, I know that Char is going to give us that recipe for that butter.
Uh-huh.
I left yesterday as she was going to give it. Do you have it?
I do have it. It is half a cup of water, one small carrot, or two of the tiny ones.
Carrots, okay.
And you blend that in the blender until smooth.
Okay.
Add 2 tablespoons of powdered soy milk.
Powdered.
Okay. Yeah.
Just a small carrot.
Right. Either 2 of the tiny ones, you know, the little ones that I buy, or one small one. And she said that the thing that'll make a difference is the amount of color it gives to the recipe. I don't know that you actually will taste it differently, but she did mention the color. A teaspoon of salt.
It was 2 tablespoons of soy powder.
Powdered soy milk, yeah.
Okay.
Is that kosher salt or?
You just said salt, and you're going to blend that all together.
Including the milk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Into the blender.
Put that in the blender, okay.
Yeah. Then, with the blender going, you're going to drizzle and add very slowly either a half a cup of flaxseed oil, light olive oil, or hemp. But before you add it into the blender, you're going to add a tablespoon of lecithin granule to it.
Wait a minute. So drizzling 1/2 cup flaxseed oil or white olive oil?
Light, with an L. Light olive oil or
hemp. Oh, light.
Yeah. Or hemp. Mixed with a tablespoon of lecithin granule.
What's hemp?
H-E-M-P? I have no clue. I think of hemp as some kind of a rope, but obviously it's not. It must be some kind of an oil, and I don't know. I mean,
okay.
I don't have flaxseed oil, so I immediately thought, okay, you'll use olive oil, Nance,
right.
If I make it. But, yeah, I don't know. But
the oils came what?
Mixed with a tablespoon of lecithin granules.
Lecithin granules.
And that's so funny because I have a canister of lecithin that I almost got rid of a couple weeks ago because I'd never used it. And I thought, what am I ever going to use this for? And here it shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Buy that in the health food store, the lecithin. Is it in the drugstore?
I think I probably got it at a Wild Oats or a Whole Foods kind of place, or a regular health food store would have it. I remember, and I have no idea where I got mine.
Okay.
So you're going to drizzle that very slowly into the blender with it running.
Okay.
And then you add 1/2 cup of coconut oil, and you blend until it gets thick.
This is after the lecithin?
Uh-huh. Well, the lecithin you're going to mix in with the olive oil or flaxseed, whichever one you're going to use, and then drizzle that in. Then you add 1/2 cup of the coconut oil. And she said the coconut oil is hard, and I forget what it stays hard in the 70-degree whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess you just put it in and thicken, and you'll mix it up in there.
What I do with the coconut oil, if it's hard, I just put it out near the window, you know, by the way, where the sun,
uh-huh.
And then it just liquefies.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then blend it until it's thickened, and you refrigerate after all this is together. And I asked how long it'll hold up. She said 3 to 4 weeks, if nobody eats it.
And what's this recipe again?
Butter.
I'm sorry?
Butter.
Butter, okay.
Who's talking?
This is Mel.
Okay, hi Mel, how are you?
Fine, how are you doing?
Good. Butter is what she called it, you know, for anybody who's missing their butter, which some people do.
Have you heard of dill butter?
Dilled butter?
Uh-huh.
No, so you would just add dill to something like this, you think?
I don't know, but my son said his office mate knows, so I told him to get the recipe.
Uh-huh. Well, that
was dill butter.
Interesting. I don't know.
Uh-huh. But if I get it, I'll let you know.
Okay. I guess you could probably add any spice to this if you wanted. I immediately think of garlic, but yeah, you could add, you know, for anybody who's looking to jazz up their butter, why not?
The vegan butter in the store is good, too.
Is it?
I've never seen that vegan butter.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a butter person, so my husband would love this just because he definitely misses putting something on his bread.
Right.
But, yeah. So that was that recipe. And, it, you know, knowing that it can hold up that long helps also. And this was from Everyday Vegan Cookbook by Jenny Rose Atchison, A-T-C-H-I-S-O-N. Jeannie Rose, I think it is. So, everybody get that?
A-T, where was it?
A-T-C-H-I-S-O-N.
S-O-N, okay.
Okay, anybody have any final questions, thoughts, concerns?
This is Mel again.
Uh-huh.
Anybody knows anything about being bitten by an insect or a bee?
And what are you looking for? Does it hurt? Does it sting? Does it itch?
It itches, and it just grew big, like, and hard.
Did you put some CM cream on?
No, I don't have that, but I made a paste out of the Jade Green Signs.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I also put the Neosporin, which is antibacterial.
I have a testimony on the that I've kept on the computer because it was from my sponsor that got stung right on his nose.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like it was water, the pie water that he put on it. And it just went down immediately. I'll have to look it up and see what it was. But it just from what I'm remembering,
yeah,
because it's he's got an African violet that is really huge with the pie water, and it just seems like I have it in that, I have it in the water testimonies that I've kept. So I'm just pretty sure that it was nothing but the pie water.
Yeah, I mixed the jade with the pie water.
What part of the body is it on, Mel?
It's right on the back of the neck.
Do you have a mini?
I have the tri-face serpentine pendant. I put that also.
Okay.
And then this morning, it went down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have the power mag or the palm mag?
I had the, I just have the mag boy.
Do you have the wave?
Yeah, but I left it at home.
Okay. I would, if you have a mini, I would tape a mini back there.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
Because that definitely takes swelling down pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. The other day I got burned, my hand, my finger,
mm-hmm.
and it was so, I mean, I hurt, it really hurt. And what I got was the pendant,
mm-hmm.
the tri-face pendant, and I just put my finger on it. I mean, all of a sudden, almost immediately,
wow.
The pain just went away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did anybody hear that they're doing away with the tri-face jewelry?
No, that what they're doing is coming out with new styles.
Passion is going away.
Yeah, it's going away.
The Passion.
They have, but they're coming out with new styles.
Oh, great.
It isn't actually going away. That's why there's the special on it. And the only thing that I heard from Dave Johnson as far as the convention is that Bob Richards said they're getting back to basics.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the magnetics, you know, is the basics that they started out with. To me,
I hope we're not going to have another mattress.
No.
I have lots of mattresses on my bed already.
So do I. The one I like the best, we don't have anymore.
Well, I like the Dream, believe it or not.
Oh, I like the Intellarest.
Well, right. You're right. The Intellarest, because I still have the Intellarest pillow. In fact, this is so crazy. I have a king size bed, so I bought twin size, because I figure I'd be lending them out. Well, my husband doesn't want to lend his, and I don't want to lend mine, so forget
right.
it. So
well,
as a result, we sold none.
We have two queen size ones because my husband wasn't one of the ones that quit snoring, so we had separate bedrooms.
Okay.
So anyway, we've got two queen size ones. Plus,
mm-hmm.
We had a cabin with our daughter, and we had to put one up there.
Up there, but you're right. That is the best one. I mean, even the pillow, I like that the best.
Yeah.
Lee, have you tried the Dream pillow for him?
No, I don't think I have. I think I think he tried it once, and he likes the Intellarest. Why? Do you think it might do better?
You know that.
I now have him. I do have him. He was at one end of the house, and I was at the other end. But I decided that with the it was quite a process. I was glad that Don was down here because he helped me. We decided that he really should be next to my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So he's now next to my bedroom, and once in a while I hear it. It isn't so bad.
Mm-hmm. I found the Dream. Made a big difference for us.
Well, I don't want him sleeping with me anyway. I've got my two dogs. So I'm not going to put that on.
You can tell him.
snore.
It would be helpful for him to not.
My dogs don't snore, but they do wake me up.
For that. Just a thought.
Funny.
Well,
all right, anybody
over 50 years, it was about 25 years ago, we got smart, because I like to go all over the bed. He stays in one little position, never moves, and snores.
Uh-huh.
And so about 25 years ago, we thought, why don't we have separate bedrooms? This is ridiculous. If you can't walk the distance between two bedrooms, you're in pretty bad shape anyway. So we got separate bedrooms.
We're way off of the lifestyle
call,
but I'm gonna share this with you before I go. Almost 10 years ago, I was reading about couples whereby, same as you were saying, but they had houses across the street from each other.
Oh.
One had duplex, one lived upstairs, one lived downstairs.
Oh.
A husband and wife who's been married like 50 or 60 years, she wanted her own. She bought a house next door to him. They shared the day together, but at night he was net neat and she was very neat. She went into her own home.
Oh,
so I said to my husband, do you think we could have like just one night a week whereby I could sleep in another bedroom? The answer was no. So the only time I get a night to myself is when he's traveling, and then he's very fussy about eating in cars and in beds. I bring my dinner upstairs. I watch the TV upstairs. I put the books on his side of the bed. I just make sure I change the sheets and everything before he gets home. Amazing.
And he probably has the camera going watching you.
If I see that, he's going to find himself on the news. You'll see him up there in Ohio. Some man's wife was caught photographing his wife without her permission.
Eating in bed.
Right, and I said, if I find that, I'm sending him back to his mom.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was a good end of the call.
Yeah. Well, this has been an interesting call, guys. I appreciate all of your input and support. As far as I know, Brenda, are you going to be here tomorrow? If she's still here today. Anyway, we will be back tomorrow, so hopefully Brenda will be here. And have a great day. Everybody stay warm, those of us who are in the colder climates. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.